Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter number 5, Vidura's Talks with Maitreya, Text 44. Okay. Could I get a tissue? Yatsa nubande asati deha gehe. Yatsa nubande asati deha gehe. Mamaham iti udha dura grahanam. Pumsam suduram vasato pipuryam. Bhaje matate bhagavan padabjam. Yat? Because. Sa anubandhe? Due to becoming entangled. Asati? Thus being. Deha? The gross material body. Gehe. Gehe. In the home.
In the home.
Mama.
Mama.
Mine.
Mine.
Aham.
Aham.
I.
I.
Iti.
Iti.
Thus.
Thus.
Udha.
Udha.
Great.
Great.
Deep.
Deep.
Duragraha.
Duragraha.
Sorry. Duragrahanam.
Duragrahanam.
Undesirable eagerness.
Undesirable eagerness.
Pumsam.
Pumsam.
Of persons.
Persons.
Suduram.
Suduram.
Far away.
Far away.
Vasata.
Vasata.
Dwelling.
Dwelling.
Api.
Api.
Although. Puriyam.
Within the body.
Vajema. Let us worship. Tat. Therefore.
Therefore.
Te.
Your.
Bhagavan. O Lord.
Pada
Abjam. Lotus feet. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O Lord, persons who are entangled by undesirable eagerness for the temporary body and kinsmen, and who are bound by thoughts of mine and I, are unable to see your lotus feet, although your lotus feet are situated within their own bodies. But let us take shelter of your lotus feet. Purport. The whole Vedic philosophy of life is that one should get rid of the material engagement of gross and subtle bodies, which only cause one to continue in a condemned life of miseries. This material body continues as long as one is not detached from the false conception of lording it over material nature. The impetus for lording it over material nature is the sense of mine and I. I am the lord of all that I survey. So many things I possess, and I shall possess more and more. Who can be richer than I in wealth and education? I am the master, and I am God. Who else is there but me? All these ideas reflect the philosophy of Aham Mama, the conception that I am everything. Persons conducted by such a conception of life can never get liberation from material bondage. But even a person perpetually condemned to the miseries of material existence can get relief from bondage if he simply agrees to hear only Krishna Katha. In this age of Kali, the process of hearing Krishna Katha is the most effective means to gain release from unwanted family affection and thus find permanent freedom in life. The age of Kali is full of sinful reactions, and people are more and more addicted to the qualities of this age. But simply by hearing and chanting of Krishna Katha, one is sure to go back to Godhead. Therefore, people should be trained to hear only Krishna Katha, by all means, in order to get relief from all miseries. Translation again. O Lord, persons who are entangled by undesirable eagerness for the temporary body and kinsmen, and who are bound by thoughts of mine and I, are unable to see your lotus feet, although your lotus feet are situated within their own bodies. But let us take shelter of your lotus feet. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Rama. cloud technology has let me down. My notes are not appearing. So I made my notes on my computer and I saved them on the cloud. But now they're not coming. So cannot always depend on technology. Maybe it's best just to use pen and paper to make notes. Okay, so here Maitreya Rishi is speaking to Vidura. And here he's explaining that persons who are very eagerly bound to the temporary body and the kinsmen, they are unable to see the Supreme Lord situated within their hearts. So it is a fact that the Supreme Lord is within the heart of every living entity, as the Paramatma, Krishna, says in the Bhagavad Gita, that he is situated in the hearts of all living entities. But we have forgotten that. And that forgetfulness is there because of too much, very strong identification with the body and the expansions of the body. So the whole Vedic philosophy of life is to get rid of this bodily conception of life. But we see in the modern society, the whole philosophy of life is to enjoy the body as much as possible. So because of this strong enjoyment propensity, that leads to very strong identification with the body. And when there is such strong identification with the body, one is unable to contemplate anything higher. So we see that the main understanding these days is that we are a product of matter. That we are a product of matter and we are simply these bodies. So we are a bunch of chemicals and we have evolved over time. And somehow by chance, we have assumed these wonderful bodies. And the whole goal of life is to enjoy the senses as much as possible. That is the philosophy. So whatever you do, if it makes you feel good, then do it. Whatever makes you feel good, do that. Whatever makes you happy, that's fine. So for different people, happiness comes in different ways. For someone, it's maybe going on a boat. For someone, jumping off a plane, or writing poetry, or gross enjoyment. So we are seeing these days the conception of enjoyment or happiness is getting very gross day by day. So it's basically meat eating, illicit sex, gambling, and intoxication. And even these things are becoming very, very gross by the passing of every day of Kali Yuga. But actually someone who is intelligent, they will try to understand what they are. So here it is said that most people are simply bound by thoughts of I and mine. Here Prabhupada says that somewhere. The impetus for lording it over material nature is the sense of I and mine. So there's this nice verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes, yasyatma buddhi kunapeti dhatuke svadhi kalatra deshu ijya bhaumadhi yatirtha buddhi shalile na ijyadhi. What's the last line? Janeshva bhigeshu sa eva gokhara. So there it is said that persons who have lost the intelligence, the people who are whose intelligence is like that of cows and asses. So we see an ass and a cow is a very dumb animal. Of course, the cow is worshipable, but cow doesn't have much intelligence, and certainly an ass doesn't have much intelligence at all. In India, we see a lot of asses. Here, you don't see so many. When I was in school, we used to go for these treks in the Himalayas, and there, you're from Nepal, you would have seen a lot of asses. Asses are a means of transport. So it's a very dumb animal, and a lot of the time, the impetus for the ass to work so hard is they put some grass in front of it. So with the stick, they put a carrot or a grass. And the ass thinks that, you know, if I just keep walking, I'll get this grass. But he can't see that there's so much grass around him. So in the same way, people's intelligence who have become like asses and cows, they very strongly identify with this body. Yasyatma buddhi kune petri dhatuke. So this body is made up of mucus, bile, and air. So the body is the combination of these things. But people whose intelligence is clouded, and Krishna, he says in the Bhagavad Gita, those whose intelligence has been stolen by material desires, very interesting in the translation, he says, hita jnana, those whose intelligence has been stolen by material desires. So material desires, they steal our intelligence. Maybe we can start thinking like that. How material desires, they steal our real intelligence. So the intelligence is meant to understand who we are and how we are a servant of Krishna and how to engage in that relationship. But so these material desires, they steal our intelligence, and what it leads to is this strong identification with this body. So yasyatma buddhi kunape tridhatuke. So when one identifies with the body, then naturally one also identifies with the place of birth. Bhauma ijjati. So we see that there's very strong identification with the place of birth, wherever we are from. So people say, in my country, it is like this. In my country, it happens like that. In my country, we eat like that. So this is this conception of I and mine, which is basically a product of material enjoyment, this conception of I and mine. And then the verse says, then there's very strong identification, yatirtha yasyatma buddhi kunapiti dhatuke, yatirtha buddhi shalile bhoma ijjadi. There is very strong identification with one's kinsman, as it is also mentioned in the translation here, the temporary body and kinsmen. So these are extensions of the self. So when one is strongly in identification with the body, then there is personal selfishness and there is extended selfishness. So this conception of I, it expands. So then there is strong identification with the objects we possess or objects in relationship to us. So this conception of I and mine is there in all species of life. In any conditioned soul, this conception of I and mine is there. So in the lower stages, the conception of mine is very prominent. And in the higher stages, the conception of I is prominent. So we see this even in animals and lower species of life, the conception of mine is very prominent. They very strongly identify with their surroundings. We see animals are also very territorial. And if you come in their territory, they attack you. So they're very strongly identifying with their territory. This is my area. Don't come here. How dare, you know, another dog came here. Like in India, if you go in Vrindavan, you see so many dog wars. The last time when I was in Vrindavan, there were dogs barking all night. During the day, they were sleeping. But at night, there were these big wars. And those wars were taking place because some dogs entered their territory. And then they all get together and they fight because they very strongly identify with their territory. And they spray that territory, you know, with their urine. This is mine and how dare you enter. So this is this conception of mine. In animals, it is very prominent. They identify with their siblings very strongly. And in human beings, this conception of mine is also very prominent, those in a lower conception of life. So we see that's 99% of the world population. They are very strongly identifying with the extensions of the body. And this has also been Even in law, we see this has been put into law. What belongs to me doesn't belong to you. So this conception of ownership, which is basically the conception of mine, the polluted conception of mine, proprietorship. But in the higher stages, there's the conception of I, aham mameti, janasya moho yam aham mameti. So in the higher stages, there's the conception of I, which means I am everything. So we see when people, they get frustrated with the sense of mine, when people get frustrated with enjoying in this material world, then they become a little philosophical. And in their philosophicalness, they say, I am everything. And basically what they're saying, I am God. So they say, you know, we are one with the universe. This universe is me. I am you. You are me. And when we, after death, in liberation, we become everything. So this is this sense of conception of oneness. But this oneness is also an illusion. And it is a product of material enjoyment. Because one is saying, I can become God. So this is the last snare of the illusory energy, as Srila Prabhupada explains in his purports. That this conception of oneness is the last snare of the illusory energy. So that is also a product of material enjoyment. Because in the lower stages, one is thinking, so many things belong to me and they'll give me happiness. But in the slightly elevated or higher stage, one is thinking, I am everything. I've become everything. So therefore, I'm so great. But that is also a product of material enjoyment. So both are illusion because we are none of them. We are simply, our true ego is that we are a servant of Krishna. That is our true ego. So there is false ego and there is true ego. So true ego means I am a very tiny part and parcel of Krishna and I am a servant of Krishna. But in false ego, we imagine ourselves to be so many things, so many big, big things. But in reality, we are very tiny. All our designations, all our positions are very temporary. They're only designations. They are for some time. But they're not a real, they're not a real self. So here Prabhupada says, persons conducted by such a conception of life can never get liberation from material bondage. But even a person perpetually condemned to the miseries of material existence can get relief from bondage if he simply agrees to hear only Krishna Katha. So there are some people who think that, and we meet them in our, when we preach to people, they say, when they're caught up in the conception of I, they say, you know, I am God, I am one with the universe, and after dying, I will get liberation. And I will become one with everything. And I am that light. But they can think like this. This is just mental speculation. They can keep thinking like this. But as Prabhupada says here, persons conducted by such a conception of life can never get liberation from material bondage. So I had some verses to support these points, but I can't get to them, unfortunately. So I'll try one more time, see if the cloud has worked or my document is lost in the cloud somewhere. Somewhere on one of the internet servers, it is lost in the internet server clouds. Yeah, unfortunately, it's what to do. Krishna is testing me today. Oh, something is happening. Some documents are coming, but not the one I want. It's taking some time. So yeah, Prabhupada he put some arguments. When people say that I am everything, then Prabhupada, he puts three interesting arguments. He says, okay, if we are God, if we are everything, then how come we are, argument number one, how come we are suffering in the material world? Then if we are God, then how did we fall into illusion? That's argument number one. Argument number two, if we are God, then how come Krishna is asking us to surrender to Him? Which implies that we are subordinate to His will. That's why He's asking us to surrender to Him. Otherwise, what's the question of surrender? Isn't it? Because someone more powerful can ask someone who is weak to surrender to them. So because we are so tiny and Krishna is infinite, therefore he's asking us to surrender to Him. And we are part and parcel of Him. So if someone says, you know, I am everything, we can put these three arguments to them. So number one, how did we fall into illusion if we are so powerful? How did illusion overcome us? Number two, as Prabhupada says, had the living entities not been subordinate to the Supreme Will, why would the living entity be asked to surrender? And argument number three, even accepting that in the future, one will be as good a controller of material nature as the Supreme Being, then why is one now under the control of material nature? So that's argument number three. And the other argument number two is, had the living entity been equal in all respects, then why was he put under the influence of Maya? So by asking, putting these three questions to people, we can destroy their claim that they are one with everything. Very simple. But by the hearing of Krishna Katha, one can be free from this illusion, as Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport. And that is the power, that is the potency of hearing transcendental sound vibration. So by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, we can rise above the dualities of material nature. So in Kali Yuga, as Prabhupada is mentioning, people are addicted to various sinful activities. And they are implicated in the reactions of those sinful activities. So in Kali Yuga, making spiritual advancement is very difficult because the vices in the age of Kali are very, very prominent. Wherever we look, there is sinful activities going on. Modern society is saturated with sinful activities. But if we keep ourselves in the association of devotees, then we can be immune to the effects of the age of Kali. So we see even in the sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, the transcendentalist is encouraged to live in seclusion. So one who wants to practice yoga is advised to live in seclusion. So the reason behind that, the idea is that one is away from society. One is away from the masses of people who are bewildered. So we have to take, the principle is the same. We have to be in seclusion by being in the association of devotees. So when we are surrounded by devotees and when we are not only physically hanging around devotees, but by hearing Krishna Katha, because devotees only talk about Krishna. Krishna is the life and soul of devotees. So when we are with devotees, naturally there will be talks of Krishna. That is very natural. There will be so many programs going on. And when we attend such events, then we hear about Krishna and then we are reminded of our constitutional position. Then we are reminded who we are and what we are supposed to be doing. So the talks about Krishna are very, very potent. Like when we take a medicine, a potent medicine, it affects the body immediately. Like people who are given morphine, immediately it has an effect on their body.
Intravenous injection.
Yes, straight. You're a doctor. Intravenous injection. Yeah, by intravenous injection, it has an immediate effect. So when we hear, when we chant Hare Krishna and when we come to the Srimad Bhagavatam and such classes, it has an immediate effect on us, on our consciousness. provided such hearing and chanting is done appropriately. Such hearing and chanting is conducted in an offenseless way. Then it is, if it is conducted in an offenseless way, then it is even more potent. So there's a very nice verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first canto, second chapter, verse 17. Shrinvatam sva katha krishna punya tirtha punya shavana kirtana hirdi antastohiya badrani vidunoti surit sadam. Surit sadam. So there it said that Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, super soul, in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So that is the potency of Krishna Katha, that when we hear these messages, when we develop the urge to hear these messages, then the Supreme Lord, who is situated within our heart as the Paramatma, he cleanses our heart of all misgivings. So it is very simple. By simply coming to a class, by hearing a lecture or a talk on the MP3, or by hearing kirtan, this process is taking place. We might not be able to see it, but it's actually taking place. But as Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, the problem is we don't have a taste for hearing and chanting. That's the problem. The problem is we lack a taste for hearing and chanting. And how do we develop a taste for hearing and chanting? By serving the devotees who have a taste for hearing and chanting. So by rendering service to the great souls, the Mahat, then we can acquire a taste for hearing and chanting. And this hearing and chanting is the medicine for the contaminated heart. And then one can rise above the addictions of the age of Kali. And by doing that, one, as Prabhupada says, one is sure to go back home, back to Godhead. So I'll leave it there and see if you have any questions and comments on this subject matter. Yes, Prabhu.
Few more points you can carry. Like, if you are God, you can show me your universal form. Prabhupada says, please show me your universal form. And second thing is, if you have a dental pain, severe pain, why you have to go to dentist?
Yeah.
If you are God. And if you are any ailment, like bronchitis, diabetes, emphysema, blood pressure, why you have to see the doctor?
Yeah.
If you are God, you should not have any problem.
That's right.
And next point is, if the Lord is coming by his own will, but we have to come because of our reactions of previous sins, you know, rather than present works and whatever we have in the future. Every activity has got some sinful reaction. So that's why we have to come back. So as you said, we have to take shelter of Krishna. Then only there is a chance of not returning to this material world.
Yeah. Thank you. Anything else? Yeah.
But so is it still purifying even when we're doing it offensively?
Yes. Yes.
Just not to the extent it would be.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, every morning we chant this verse, the 10 offenses to the holy name. How does it begin? Baho janma kari adesh shravana kirtanam tabutna pai krishna pade prema dhana. That, you know, one can be chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra for many, many lifetimes. But if one commits the 10 offenses, well, one will not get the immediate result, which is Krishna Prem. So, yeah, so because of the offenses, our advancement is hampered. We do make advancement, but not as fast as someone who is doing it offenselessly. So, yeah, these things slow our advancement. That's why we are encouraged to understand what these offenses are and to rise above them. compassion to living entities.
And
Prabhupada says in the last sentence of the purport, he says, therefore people should be trained to hear only Krishna Katha by all means in order to get relief from all material miseries. So Prabhupada, he emphasized a lot on training. I was reading one letter by Srila Prabhupada. He wrote to what's that lady's name? Sumati Murariji, you know, who arranged for his passage to America on the steamship Jaladuta. So he was writing that this is when, after Prabhupada suffered a stroke in the USA, and Prabhupada was trying to recover in New Jersey, and he wanted to go to India to recuperate his health because the weather is better in India, and Prabhupada, he knew he could get nice Ayurveda treatment there. So he wrote to Sumati Murariji basically saying that my preaching is going good, I've made some disciples and people are interested in Krishna consciousness, and please arrange for my disciples to go to India on your steamship for a free passage. With the idea being that he wanted to start a center in Vrindavan, and where he would train his American disciples, because Prabhupada was not sure how long he would live on the planet. So he was thinking he might pass away anytime because he suffered a stroke. So he said, I want to train my disciples how to preach Krishna consciousness and then send them to the West. Even if I leave this planet, my mission will continue. And we see Prabhupada, he places a lot of emphasis on structured hearing and chanting. And he said to institute the Bhakti Shastri courses, the Bhakti Vaibhav, Bhakti Vedanta, so people can hear in a systematic way. And Srila Prabhupada has put so much emphasis on distributing his books. And not only distributing his books, but even creating a facility where people can come to hear and chant. That's why there are all these preaching centers, like the loft, where people can come and we create a facility and we create the right conditions where they can come and hear about Krishna Katha, and that will purify them. So day before yesterday I was distributing books, and it's amazing. It's one inspiring story, at least for me. So how sometimes Krishna, he distributes these books, and we are not the doer. And I couldn't distribute any books for like 1 hour. So, and then I thought I'd take some rest for a couple of minutes, and then one devotee bumped into me. He's a new devotee, and then he was asking me some questions, and we sat down on the bench. And anyway, I saw this council officer coming, so I thought, better stay clear of him. He can create trouble for us. So I sat on the bench, and I was talking to this devotee. And then after 5-10 minutes, one lady came to me. I was holding the Bhagavad Gita in my hand. She said, are you selling this book? I'm after this Bhagavad Gita. I've been looking for it everywhere. How much is it? I'll give you, how much is it? I told her the price. And she gave me the money, and she didn't have the money. She asked her boyfriend to pay for it, who was a bit reluctant. But he didn't want to spend. But, she said, and he had to, he had no choice. And then he gave the money, and then she happily went off. And then I even invited her to the program because she seemed to be very interested. So somehow Krishna distributes these books, and we are not the doer. So yeah, we'll end there. It's almost 8. Srila Prabhupada ki. Granth Rashtra Bhagavatam ki.
Jai.